Are you tired of poor dice play at the gaming table? Do you feel bad letting your friends down with weak rolls? Does your gaming life always feel like a critical miss? Your RPG experience doesn't have to be this way. Take the first step on the road to recovery at FanRollDice.com. At FanRollDice.com, you will find all the gaming accessories you need. Unique, well-crafted dice and accessories are there to elevate your gaming needs. The Rancor's Brothel is here to help. Use promo code RBP10 at checkout to receive 10% off any order. Go from zero to hero in your gaming group at FanRollDice.com and save yourself 10% using code RBP10. A better gaming experience awaits you. Don't delay. Order today.
The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Yeah, I know, but I honestly don't know how prepared I am for this. So.
Motherfucker, you've had 8 months.
That's the thing. I was prepared like
8 months ago.
3 months ago.
Let's just get into it.
It doesn't matter. No, you know, what's the fucking thing, you know, no battle plan survives contact with the enemy.
Right, right.
The very first second that you go, aha, I have this under control, he begins the monologue and he just goes fireball, then it's all done, you know, like.
All right, John, John, I said John.
We've never had a John on this podcast.
I don't know either.
Also, the only John that you would be in contact with on a regular day-to-day basis never talks to you.
Yeah. Jeff, we'll save you some time. We've killed the beholder, so what's next?
No. Okay.
But I used the
level
Hydra
11
thing.
Okay, so three months ago when we played last,
it's not been quite that long.
It's getting close.
It is close.
You guys had just sent your collected purple worm egg back to the tower with the most of your army.
Egg or eggs?
I believe there were more than one egg.
Yeah. I believe there were two.
I think you did carry
two
back
three,
two
I
eggs.
Call which, yeah. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, you sent the rest of your group back to get more, just in case.
I think we sent a few. We sent a few back to see if we could. We sent the rest back to set another picket line. I don't know why. I guess I've been paying attention to military history. I'm really concerned about picket lines in this game for whatever reason.
Whatever.
But the party itself is what is advancing on towards the Beholder's Lair.
We did send a scout in front of us.
You did send one ahead.
With correct. The knowledge that there's a good chance that there are two that are dead.
Yeah.
With correct. The knowledge that the guy who went before him never came back, so fuck up.
The two guys who went before
was
him.
Was it two?
Yeah.
Yes, you lost two, two scouts.
Supposedly.
No,
we're on our third
scout. It was two.
Well, you lost them. You don't know what's happened to them.
We're on our third. They're not lost until we can't find them.
He's got a point.
Well, you're going to see if you can find them now.
That's what I'm saying. Let me get my...
They're unaccounted for.
They're scout. Schrodinger's scouts.
Let me get my scout finder out.
There you go. They're both lost and found.
Actually, yes.
Have we rested?
Yes, you rested.
Times.
Not
you
multiple times. I'm down like 40 hit points.
Unless you fix it.
Yeah, you.
What are you getting this fucking?
You got
fight?
in the fight with the other purple worm the night before you were going to head out. So.
I'm just
going to
throw it out there. If I were running this fight, the first thing I would do would be neutralize the barbarian. So I am not inconsequential in this fight if Jeff has done it right. If I'm able to actually hit the beholder, he's fucked up.
No.
Just saying that now.
We'll figure out how to get you there. Would you like to continue your useless diatribe?
It's a Rancor's Brothel, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you just want to get into this fucking
fight? For the listening audience, these guys have been dying for for this fight to happen. They've been waiting for it. They cannot wait. I met up with three of them beforehand for dinner, and they were literally sitting and having a tactics talk as I walked in, and they all shut up and looked at me.
Shirley annoying the 80-year-old man next to us.
Please don't call me Shirley.
Happy Frank? You're fine.
Okay. I didn't know if I should wait for him to come back.
Unless you're hitting him with some energy weapon, you're probably good.
Do I need to tell you what spell I've got in my...
No.
Well, no, because last time when I pulled out a 5th level Blight from the inside of the purple worm...
Did you have a 5th level spell prepared?
Well, we've had plenty of rest for me to be able to do that.
Well, I mean, the night before.
Did you put one in there?
I'm saying that, yeah, we've had multiple rests. I could have done that. I have put something in there.
You didn't use it in the last purple worm fight?
Did we not rest since then?
Yeah, we've definitely rested.
You were resting that next day, but to cast that in again, you're going to burn your 5th level spell for that day.
I've got...
But it's a 2-day walk, so you're fine.
Yeah, we've traversed multiple days, right?
Not yet, you haven't.
Yeah.
We have another 2 days to get there, so you can still rest again.
I think, yeah, that's the point. So you're doing it now.
Okay. So you're burning a 5th level spell to put in that.
Yeah.
There's no limits on what can go in it, right?
You never said there was.
you have a sheet on it, don't you?
Yeah, I gave you the stat block. I honestly don't.
The answer there was no, Cody.
Well, I don't believe that was determined by the stat block.
The answer that is was no.
Just move forward.
I mean, at this point, it doesn't matter. I'm going to say no, but I'm going to act like I pulled it up to tell him that it says.
I don't think that there is, but just to be sure.
One of us isn't loud enough.
Just say something. You're a little quiet.
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
Mr. Pulled away from the mic.
How about this? This is me normally talking.
That's probably
trying to
shorter.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, why does your sheet look like it's been wet?
Because you're an asshole.
I didn't do that.
You did one time.
Mm. Okay.
No less than
so three. What's it say?
No less than 3.
4th level or lower.
Okay.
No less than 3 times did.
Well, that sucks. The spell I wanted to put in, and I can't put in.
It's not my preferred scotch, but 14 year is still 14 year. Just throw that out there.
Yeah.
But we're not allowed.
Yeah, we were explicitly not invited to have any.
Apparently there's makers.
There is makers. Feel free.
Actually, my goodness.
You're also not talking into the mic. It's useful. I disagree.
You're right. It's not because you're not talking into the mic.
Someone asked me for an intro that I read during a game the other day.
Huh?
They were like, that was really well written. Can I use that? And I'm like, sure.
Use it in what?
I have no idea. Some random guy named Russ. Shout out to Russ.
Do we
big ups, Russ?
You getting royalties off this?
I doubt it.
Okay,
he owes us.
I guess he really liked the intro I read to Sailors on the Starless Sea.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Do I need to tell you the spell that's in it?
No, so long as I know you burned a 4th level slot.
Yeah,
we are level 10.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Which it doesn't really matter because I already rolled all the random shit, and you guys don't encounter anything. So
I get all my slots back.
Yeah. You'll have a night's rest before you go.
Gotta live slots.
So, between the time that you guys rest and you travel on the next day, that time, you guys start noticing weird shit.
Okay.
As you're walking, everybody give me a perception check.
Lucas is dropping bottles in the other room.
19.
Reception,
yes.
Yes.
24.
You should put that shit back on the shelf if you don't want to use it.
16.
Is it cheating if I roll one of the funky dice? Not worth telling you. Please continue.
Only if it's like the 30 sided. If you roll a 16, I'm good with that.
So this one's not fair game.
God, you were so pissed when I hit that 30 for the magic missile every time.
That's incredible.
Pretty pissed, yeah.
Okay, Schroeder, you had the highest.
Yeah, 24.
After you move on from your rest, everything goes smooth. Everything's quiet down here. The further you go into the worm writhings, closer to where you believe the beholder's lair is, mm-hmm. you hear less and less worm sign. You hear less and less rumbling in the background of worms coming closer to this area.
I'm sorry, I don't quite remember. Are we traveling through wormholes, or are we traveling through...
Yeah, we're traveling through the worm writhings.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you are... This area is made up of just carved out spots where purple worms have gone.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was other carved out passageways.
I mean, you'll find fissures every once in a while, but most of the ways that you're traveling are the paths that worms have taken.
Yeah.
Catfish?
Sorry. Piranha, probably down here. Anglers, you know, with feet.
Anglers with feet?
Just keep going.
Just like a shitty improv group, we take a joke and beat it to death. I went for the low-hanging fucking fruit of fissures versus fissures, and Lucas just drove that shit right into the ground.
Yes, and keep playing.
He was trying to make his way back to Fish City is what it was.
Oh, man. Trying so hard. Fish
City. I seriously can't hear that song and not think of it. Every time.
Lucas gets like 3 wins on this podcast.
Some, and that's 2 of them.
Some intentional.
Fish City, Steve, and something else, I'm sure.
Ertland.
Spoiler.
As he's keeping an eye out, looking for signs of where you should be going and everything like that, you swear to God, out of the corner of your eye, you see an eye staring out of a shadow at you.
Which god?
How far off?
Within 20 feet. You catch it as you're moving past, and you look back, and it's gone.
Poke it.
And eventually, you guys all start seeing this every so often.
One more time. We're seeing what again?
You'll catch an eye looking out of the darkness at you. You catch the shine off of the eyeball.
Arcana. Anybody?
He's probably got better than I do. But...
I'm not going to get it, yeah. So I'm throwing out Cody ideas.
17.
There you go.
14.
I'll ask the question for them. Fares res?
No. I don't think anybody else has asked about the Fares res.
You'd be the only two characters who would know about it, really. Well, I guess my character might know.
I mean, people know that it's happening. We had a big goddamn Fellowship of the Ring meeting where we talked about it. I mean, I just don't have Arcana in my character.
Your character is a wayfarer down to Mantle Dareth on a constant basis.
Yeah,
so you know about the Fares res. Fair point. Schroeder's character has spent time in the Underdark. He knows about the Fares res.
Yeah.
You know that. You may not know the extent to which it's been flaring up recently, but you know what it is.
Right.
You are, it's fucking rocking away, jackass.
But since you entered the worm writhings, you've seen no signs of it.
Okay.
Interesting.
And so does the 17 give us any information?
The 17, that probably has something to do with beholders.
It's been luck.
Well, I mean, he said Arcana. I don't think it's not sounding like an Arcana issue.
What I think
I mean, you can think of spells that might do that, but the fact that you're walking into a beholder's lair, that sounds like something they might be able to do.
Do I think a nature or survival role would give me any more information about it?
I don't know why you would. Survival, maybe. Roll me survival.
I just didn't know if like Jesus. Beholder lore. You know what I mean? Like, what is there any information that I would potentially have? Or
do you have? No, you're not a. If you were a ranger that had aberrations as a favorite enemy, I'd say yes.
Got
but
it.
What you got?
Do you have favorite enemies
or history?
Probably not aberrations.
I'd give you a history at disadvantage.
Fuck.
Okay. You can still roll it.
Yeah. No. I rolled a 2 on my disadvantage. Okay. If I wasn't a 2, it would have been like an 18 or a 19.
That's not a basic
ranger thing, is it? Is that specific to
favorite enemy?
Yeah,
I thought it was.
Yeah, it's like a level 3 just thing you get. I thought, didn't it come with your archetype or whatever?
I don't know ranger anymore. I know in Pathfinder and 3.5 it was a standard thing, but
it may
not be now. It may be a one particular path that gives it to you.
Oh, that's
fine. Yes, apparently he does have it.
Beginning at first level.
Hey, it's aberrations. Weird.
Ooh, did you fully paint it?
What?
The Beholder?
Yeah.
It's been painted.
Yeah, Has it been painted?
Oh, it was painted last time. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it looks different in the light.
It's literally been here on your shelf for like 6 months now.
Oh, fair enough. I did feel bad. Would anybody like a sample of the 14 year?
No.
Why are you drinking his out of his glass, Lucas?
Whose glass?
Mine.
Are you grandmama?
I just grabbed the fucking glass. I don't care.
I do. I don't know if Jeff does, but I do.
I do if you break it.
I'll take a little bit.
I just grabbed the glass.
Would you like a little bit, Lucas?
Sure.
No, Jeff?
No, I'm good.
Yes, dear. Yeah.
So yeah, aberrations are your favorite enemy. How weird is that? You sure you didn't write that down somewhere? I just forget.
I'm pretty sure that you had like elf as one of them.
I didn't.
You had two humanoids.
Nope, you're right. I see. I had that erased, but I don't know why it's erased. I may have thought that I didn't need it, or I have elves and fiends.
Okay.
Still gotta do the feeding
tube. Now with Tasha's though, could I have changed that technically?
I have no idea.
I mean, Tasha's allows you to essentially like switch things up.
I mean, I told you at session zero you can.
Yeah, I wouldn't probably. I mean, things. I probably wouldn't have guessed aberrations since we're dealing with.
No.
Well, no, since we're dealing with
demons, which are fiends.
That's yeah. So, here, let's see. 1, 2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
All right.
Let's see.
Dozen.
Fussy little chunk. Holy crap. It's aberrations. I rolled a d12.
Random rolled it?
Yeah.
Nice.
I was like, I'm just going in order. 1 through 12.
Okay.
So, fiends and aberrations.
He knows things.
Make me a survivor roll.
Does he get advantage?
What is that?
It's a 15.
It's a 22.
Very nice. You know that within a mile or two of the Beholder's lair, they can randomly manifest eyes to see what's going on within their domain.
Bummer.
Nice.
Got you. So it 100% knows that we're here.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Fine. We can't be surprised anyway. As long as you're within 30 feet of me, we're fine.
Would I know that this is an ability that has to do with darkness?
Nope.
Okay.
I actually think they can see through darkness.
Well, no. My point was, before he said that, I was going to tell him to pop his glaive to give us some light. I didn't know what was going on, so I figured if we had light, maybe that would be to our advantage. But
you said within a mile?
A mile or two, yeah.
Okay. But from the description of where we're going, we would not assume we're within 1,000 feet of it.
No.
Okay.
Okay. I got a cough drop right now, so. Thank you, though.
I do feel bad about that.
No, dude, it's your bottle. Don't feel bad.
Yeah.
We're just a bunch of losers.
Smells good.
But hey, you're my losers.
Speak for yourself, bud.
Oh, yeah.
Goes back to our thought from earlier.
Yeah.
I don't like Glenn Fittish, but.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Glenn guys. Confusing. Smooth.
It's Glenn Fittich.
Glenn Fittich, yeah.
I got a bottle for... who bought that for me? I think it was Ryan. Ryan bought it for me for my wedding.
I think it's Double Oak Bourbon. I'd have to look at it again. Or Double Oak. I'm not as huge a fan. Really?
Cough drop's not helping, dude.
I think that's what it might be.
Yeah.
Cough drop may not.
Should have waited until you got that out of your system.
It burned my tongue.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might be the cough drop interaction.
Cool.
Pretty solid and smooth, though. 14 years. Solid.
So we know that he's watching us.
You do know that he's watching you.
Dun, 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 dun.
You
don't
just
that...
feel like somebody's watching you. You know that somebody is.
Yeah.
I always know that. Let's just keep going.
So, as
Kira
you
just keeps poking it in the eye when it manifests.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Nyak, nyak, nyak.
Yeah, every once in a while, as you walk through another part, you'll notice out of the corner of your eye, another eye poking out, watching you. Do you guys want to do anything before you get there? Do you want to have anything prepared? Do you want to anything? I don't want to walk you into this and then say, well, I wanted to do this before you.
You think that's worth a fourth level slot?
We kind of
got to remember Miles 5,280. So
I know.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't hurt. The big thing is that you have to remember is that caves are three dimensional. So if he wants to be a fuck stick, he could put that thing anywhere.
But that if we're within that distance,
yeah,
then I would know where he's at.
No, 1,000%. Yeah. I'll wave at one eye. I'll blink at it.
Okay.
I mean, it knows we're coming. Would pass without a trace be worth having?
If it can see us, it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah.
We're not sneaking.
I mean, it's watching you. You can tell that it's been watching you.
Sneaking is not going to help, so.
I don't know that we will have had a fight quite like this in... Since maybe, like, going up against Strahd or the fucking vampire in Dave's game, like... This thing knows we're coming.
Don't say that. Like, we handled Strahd pretty handily.
Well, you had all the magical items.
That's what I'm saying.
We did.
But what I'm saying is like, it's a known quantity you're walking into this. There is no sneaking. There is no whatever. The only option of misdirection is to turn around and walk the fuck back the other way. So the question is, do you want anything? Do you want detect magic? Do you want...
That's not as useful, though.
Arcane Ward, do you want... Yeah, Pass Without Trace is probably not necessarily useful. Although, I mean, beholders can have servants that are not beholders, so it's possible that there are creatures within its thrall that Pass Without Trace might work. Are we hearing anything? Detecting any other noises, movements?
I want to cast a spell when we get where I think... within 1,000 feet of where we think.
Make me a survival roll.
Okay. 17 plus 8.
Not bad.
25.
Okay. You won't waste the spell.
Okay. So just let me know when I can cast it.
Mm-hmm.
As we continue,
looks like Troy is still looking.
As we continue, I'll make idle conversation. As we continue onward, do we see any changes in the cavern, in the walls?
Any water?
No.
No sounds of running water anywhere?
Not that you can hear around here, no.
And we're not hearing the worm writhing, or the worms anymore?
No, within the last 4 hours or so that you've been going, it sounds like a lot of the noise that you would have been hearing in other parts of the worm writhings have quieted down. It sounds like things stay the hell away from this area.
Got ya.
I'm going to cast Aid on the three of them, so your guys' hit point maximum...
How long does it last?
8 hours.
8 hours.
Okay.
Hit point maximum goes up 5, and your current hit points go up 5.
Oh, wait. I should put that as temp, right?
No, write a new max off to the side.
Gotcha. I'll just write it below.
So it is an actual full magnet.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't take as many of those types of spells for this.
No, but 5 hit points can sometimes make a huge difference. It's not worth... I mean, it's probably a cantrip, right?
No, that's like a second level spell.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I thought about bringing Death Ward, but...
Just keep on keeping on. Yeah. No changes otherwise, though?
No. No, there's not.
No additional structures. No changes in the way the structures are formed. No...
Not where you're at right now, no.
Okay. No signs. No...
No, I'm trying to give you a chance before I advance you forward.
That's fair.
Are you pausing us before we come into the domain large, or are we...
We're already technically within the domain because he can do what he's doing.
Well, I mean, are we...
You know that you're getting close.
Are we still in tunnels?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not that useful, I don't think.
I would like to do something before we enter what would seem to be a larger structure.
Okay.
You don't need to. I got a guard.
Just in case, I will go ahead and ignite the glaive and go ahead and have it casting light at its fullest.
Okay.
I feel like if it already knows we're coming, chances are if it does have minions, they're probably things from the Underdark, and the light may serve us more than hide us since it sees us coming.
Okay. So, we ready to proceed?
Mm-hmm. So let me know when my spell can be cast.
Okay.
Sentinel. Did it work?
See, I don't
roll to hit Troy.
Where's that D36?
Okay. So you guys keep going for about another hour or so. And you come around the bend of one of these tunnels. And you see a fissure in the wall, and there is a small group of people standing there waiting for you.
Kind of people.
You see several raggedly dressed but armed. You got your light on and everything like that. You can see them probably better than they can see you right now. You see a couple of elves, a drow. One of them's a drow. You see an orc. You see one human in robes. A bald human with weird tattoos on his head.
God damn it.
What color is his robes, Jeff?
Can I guess?
Not red.
Oh, okay. Never mind, then.
Faded red.
Everybody give me a perception check.
Turquoise with hints of purple.
I would go closer to that.
Not great. Crit 20. Can I get a card,
please? Rolling? Perception?
Yeah.
10. Oh, or 20.
I was so close. 25 on the perception.
Not bad. Those are definitely eyeballs tattooed on his head.
Okay.
So not a Thayan.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. But
nope, not a Thayan.
Definitely not Thay. Natural.
Are you guys... Huh?
You got a nat 20, right?
I know. That's why he knows their eyeballs tattooed on this guy's head.
Neat.
So...
Informative.
You guys see this ahead of you. Are you doing anything? Are you approaching? Are you stopping? Are you... throwing spells, or what? What's going on?
Are they facing us?
Oh yeah, they. Without even rolling an insight roll, you these guys are waiting for you. How?
That's kind of what I was thinking. Yeah.
What
up, my dudes?
How far off are they?
Skateboard.
They're probably 50 feet away at this point.
What's up, cool kids?
You would know that this would probably be about the time that you would need to cast your spell.
I think I'm going to hold off.
How many are there?
You see six.
Fireball.
But the one that's got eyeballs looks like he would be a wizard.
Oh, yeah. Got a staff.
Yeah, do it.
Everything.
Do it.
Yeah?
I mean...
Can I
greetings.
See...
Greetings!
It's more ideal.
Can I see what you have?
Which one says
that's
greetings?
That's what I was going...
The mage.
So the eyeball dude.
Yep, the eyeball dude.
It's ideal.
Howdy.
Yeah, I had something similar.
I'm Shedrack.
God bless you.
There's powers in names, sir.
Gesundheit.
We've heard of you, Shedrack.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Have we?
What do you have? I didn't realize I told you that name.
Mm-hmm. I know things.
Really?
Yeah.
Any drinks?
Excessively at times.
The knowing things, not so much.
What brings you to my master's domain?
We seek information.
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 You
are number two. Who is number one?
Who does number two work for?
Number one. Duh.
Yeah. Do you come bearing information? My master is always in the market.
Come bearing blades.
I mean, some of us not so much. As I motion to the cat.
Depends on what information is seen as valuable.
My master is always seeking information about the maze engine.
Holiday Hoobie Waddy.
We've heard about the maze engine.
You have.
Have we?
I wrote Maze Engine next to
Shedrack's know name. Everything about it. Okay.
My master's also accepting vassals.
Vassals?
Mm-hmm.
Like Tom from Dice Tower? I don't know what you'd put.
You don't know what a vassal is?
I feel like the cat would make an excellent vassal.
Okay.
Not interested.
I mean, if you're not here with valuable information or to become one of the master's servants, then you will be hunted down before you leave this area.
Oh, okay. Shink.
I mean, you could start that way if you want.
Yeah. He's going to threaten me. I'm going to fucking defend myself.
I'm not the talky-talky. I'm already playing outside of my character a little bit. So anyone who wants to talky-talky.
Anytime you want to try it here.
You guys do whatever you want. Kira bears blades before anything else.
Yeah, same.
I don't think it's a great idea here, but go right ahead.
Yeah.
We're going to fight something somewhere.
So somebody would like to talk. Feel free.
You have time for tea.
You feel like you seem like you need something from me. What?
No, I'm just...
Is that your way of saying, wait a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Possibly cautioning you to...
You can just look me in my eyes and say, wait a minute.
After Kira dies, my next character apparently needs to be talky-talky, Jeff. I haven't decided what it's going to be.
I've
got the walrus.
Cuckoo-choo.
Thank you. It's going to do it, but I
thought about monk. I may go back to wizard, though, because holy shit, I enjoy wizard a lot.
Yeah. You can have two.
I'm not a wizard.
He's not a wizard yet. You're not a wizard, Harry.
Yet.
Turtle.
We could all just be wizards. Let's just do that.
You want to know how Jeff...
It's just one big game of magic.
Do you know how Jeff...
Fireballs and shit.
Do you know how Jeff beats four wizards? Like, six barbarians. That's how Jeff beats four wizards.
The ice stalks jump off and start fighting.
Using one wizard to beat the other.
Pretty much it.
Okay, so...
You good over there?
Jeff plays dodgeball. That's how you beat wizards.
Mm-hmm. Troy's working on something.
No, I'm just...
I've got a plan.
Got like 12% of a plan.
Yikes. Yeah, that seems accurate for us. 12%.
I'll leave it up to you guys. What do you want to do?
Not even half cocked.
Is there a way we walk away from this without a fight?
Are you asking...
I'm asking him.
Yes. If you're,
without becoming servants?
If you provide valuable information that we can trade, then yes. If you provide valuable information once, the odds are you'll provide valuable information again.
Do we have anything on this mechanism?
Yeah, what do you know about demon lords? Right?
A squared plus B squared equals
Don't
C
tell
squared.
Him.
It's pretty valuable.
Make him do the math.
You're one to talk.
Demon lords.
Yeah.
Big folk.
My master may have information on demon lords if that's what you're looking for.
Well, they're all in this plane. Well, except for Loth. You knew that, right?
I don't know near the things that my master knows.
I'm gonna lawyer for a roll on that one.
What kind of roll?
Deception?
It's not deception. It's true.
Oh. Well,
it's truth.
Persuade, charm.
Intimidate? I don't.
It's not even really
the ones that the roles that you're wanting to lawyer for. I don't have stats in.
Fast talk.
I'd still give you a shot. No, I just I think name dropping a god in front of a thrall and acting like you know things should get you some sort of advantage over this jackass.
To a degree. What if the thrall doesn't know who he's talking about? Doesn't really make a difference.
That name in the Underdark is known by any sentient being, I would assume.
No, but you're dropping knowledge bombs left and right. So,
yeah.
Yeah, but this guy is specifically interested in particular kinds of knowledge, and
oh, here, where this?
I understand what you're interested in. I imagine your master's more interested in things that could step on him like a bug.
You have no idea the powers of my master.
You have no idea the powers of demon lords who've crossed planes.
Here, hold this stone for a while.
Yeah,
that actually.
You want to talk to one?
Actually,
I trapped him in this.
It's not
stone.
A bad idea.
I really don't.
Give it a shot.
Just throw it at him. Yeah. Here, catch.
This is for you.
One of those dummies will pick it up.
Ritual pre-fight donut.
The problem would be that we would have to instantly kill them as they tried to run off with it.
And each other.
At the mention of a demon lord trapped in a stone, he will.
No one said anything out loud about a demon lord trapped in a stone.
Yeah,
he said, here you have this stone.
No. I think that's a good...
I did.
Let's run with it.
All right. I'll do yes and.
Schroeder, yeah, Schroeder's our talkie-talkie. Go for it, turtle man.
Just bullshitting.
No, that would pique his interest.
You ever heard of the father of lies?
He's got the semi.
Or the five-year-old of lies?
It's pretty accurate. He's coming down the stairs right now.
Slowly. Yeah. He thinks we can't see him.
Can we use him as a prop like he's trapped in a stone and hand him across the table?
That's good, because last time you came down the stairs,
yes,
you threw the switch.
Yes, this is what Frazer Blue sounds like.
Yeah.
He's a five-year-old child.
You want to play Smash? Falcon Punch.
No. He's convinced that the Captain Falcon does not say Falcon Punch.
That may be something that my master would be interested in.
I'm sure it would be.
You would have to speak to him about that, though.
Well, we can do that.
Is the missus home?
As a matter of fact, he is.
Is she interested in a Kirby vacuum cleaner?
We'll show you how it works. Every time those people
do three passes with your cleaner, then I will do three passes with mine.
My mom would make them do an entire floor, like the level, and then not buy the damn thing.
Realize we've had a Kirby vacuum cleaner upstairs for many years now.
They're always like, oh, give us all your stuff. You get a discount. She was down to a broom, and it was like still like way too much. She was like, well, sorry. Just fucking boots him out the door.
You may accompany us back to the master's chambers. I would advise you to be on your best behavior.
We're selling doors, door to door.
And if you want to say something, say something.
Door to door, salesman. Oh.
I like it. Very nice.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Let's make them go crazy. Let's do it.
Do you want these things around when we have to kill the builder?
What other choice do we have?
Kill them now?
Well, that kind of nullifies the conversation.
Yeah, but we've also potentially made them drop their guard.
We're friends.
And we can get rid of Lucas's stupid cat character.
I told you, they come in litters. He's just gonna come.
Do they all have stupid emo names? Like
they will.
Give him like 6 seconds to think of the next one.
Why does it paint a different color?
He probably has a goddamn generator from
That's
the
what
internet.
I was gonna say.
Emo name generator.
Emo cat generator.
It's his brother. Mike Chemical Romance. I don't know. Okay.
Mike Chemical Romance.
Okay, he may need 7 or 8 seconds.
Mike Chemical Romance.
Luke is not that quick. Okay, give
Mike
him a
Chemical
minute.
Romance.
Parade of Black.
Yeah.
Doesn't take that long.
He doesn't have a name. It's the
Parade
sound of sadness within your soul when you sit in a dark room in a closet. I'm not saying that, Lucas.
Somber slit wrists.
I didn't know that you were making a gnome.
It's a very, very common gnomish name, yes.
I need a minute.
It's a tabaxi that got reincarnated and came back as a gnome.
Somber slit wrists might have broke me a little. Please carry on.
It's because his hair just goes like this.
Go to hell, Lucas.
You go to hell. You go to hell and you die.
The archetype that, what's his name, made where you cut yourself to get power? Like, that's what it'll be.
Oh, a blood mage?
Blood mage, yeah. He'll be a blood mage. Just.
That's what you should have named your gnome from Nephthalion. Somber slit wrists.
Okay, so
we put a suicide hotline thing on this.
Can
one.
You
sure?
Can you coup de grace characters who are
we should
like
make
held?
Light of that? I'd be honest.
Hold person, yes.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's they're incapacitated, so a hit on them is an automatic crit. That's how coup de grace worked now.
Yeah, coup de grace used to mean you immediately killed them. It doesn't mean that anymore.
That sucks.
No, it's pretty coup de grace used to be an automatic crit, but then they have to make a fortitude save versus the damage.
It's fort or die, right?
Yeah, versus whatever the damage for that critical hit was, or else they die.
It's also kind of DM's choice. Like, we went through and killed a bunch of those bullfrog creatures pretty quickly because you didn't give a shit.
Because I didn't give a shit about rolling like 11 billion times.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So Shedrack turns around and starts leading his guys back the way that they came.
Are any of them behind us? Or are we behind them?
You guys are behind them. They're all good if you want to take off.
Well, if we want to leave?
Mm-hmm.
So that was enough information for us to be...
The master likes his sport.
Ah, got ya. Hey, you guys want to play this?
Right now, I like what you're doing, so keep going.
I mean, but do we want to walk into his...
Lair?
Lair with them, or do we want to just take him from behind?
Do you want Cody's opinion or Kira's opinion?
Rephrase.
No, I said what I said.
Fair enough.
I want Cody's opinion.
I think this is way more genius than attacking them.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to take us to a
it's
fucking
a different tactic.
Throne room, and we're going to have an option. Like, fighting in D&D is really a shitty decision, because once you make it, the DM is going to fight you right. The rest of the game. We don't know what the situation is. We literally could bargain our way out of here, know the entire layout of the game, walk back outside, take a rest, and then come back in. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there are options. Fighting should always be the last option.
But the point of our trip is to take this beholder's eye.
I agree, but like, now we're learning the layout of the room. Now we're knowing how many people he has. Now we're learning.
Yeah.
Like, running in and fighting is kind of a really bad way to get information. For example, like, let's just take, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of things. Is his throne room tall or wide?
It's circular.
Well, I get that. Well, chances mostly. Are it's probably
it's more
not
like
long.
An egg.
Okay. I say we continue to follow.
Yeah, we just get information. Like, if there's a point, yeah, pull the trigger, knock an arrow, and shoot him in the big fucking eye. But, like, we're learning information. Schroeder's absolutely right. If they're all standing in front of us and we slit their throats, we might kill one or two of them in the first round of combat. You know what I mean? Like, it's always better not to fight to start, in my opinion. Kira says fuck them, but Cody says carry on because I like what you're doing and it's more interesting.
Okay.
Is that of any use?
Hmm?
Is that of any use to anything?
Yeah. Follow.
Not follow
bad.
Them.
Not bad.
You are definitely within a thousand feet of the structure that opens up before you. You come into an oddly, it looks like cut stone. It looks neat.
It's Before not, we go too much further, can I make an insight roll?
Sure.
On
insight for what?
The full intentions of the people in front of us. Are they walking us into a trap? Or are they actually taking us?
Probably going to be hard to... I mean, give it a shot. I think it's going to be hard for you to interpret.
I would
give it a shot.
Prefer to
say.
Try to interpret it. Nope.
You know nothing.
They're doing exactly
just
what they
said. Just because the D&D lawyer, you got to tell them what that number was.
Oh, that was a crit fail, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you get a crit.
That was a crit fail on a skill check.
I forgot that he got those.
Okay.
Slam that down with authority.
You come into a structure. The structure you're in is, I mean, no, there's no dwarves. You don't get stone cutting or anything like that.
I have thought about a dwarf monk.
I am like 1/8 dwarf.
I've got a cool miniature for that.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Pretty sure I'm 1/8 dwarf.
Sold.
IRL.
Only 1/8?
Yeah.
It looks like cut stone. It looks finished, it's weird somehow. And I don't know that anybody has. I'd give you an intelligence roll or something else if you can convince me of it. But
I have spent a lot of time around dwarves. I don't know if that helps or not in terms of my backstory.
Do you have a different bonus to history?
I do rolling? Actually.
I have.
I do have proficiency in history.
I will give you history.
I have history.
That's what the stone cunning roll equivocates to.
Oh, that's fair.
I got a 12.
16 in history.
13.
Yeah, you roll a different die.
What about my general...
Keep rolling a different die.
...being of the Underdark.
Okay.
Is that...
What do you want to roll?
I mean...
is that like your favorite terrain or anything?
Yes.
It is?
Can I roll a nature?
I would give you nature or survival.
Mm. That's fair. I accept that.
What that is?
16.
21.
Stop buying dice. You can't read.
Eat a bag of dicks.
They roll well. Who cares?
this is not cut stone.
Okay.
It is weirdly finished.
You're saying it wasn't chiseled by hand.
Magic?
Correct. It was not. It. You see no tool marks. You see no.
There's no scorch marks.
Keep going. I know what the answer is, but I'm trying to logic it for the party.
Okay.
Keep describing
magic.
You would expect so, but I don't know. I'm not sure how to describe it to you.
It's
not
intelligence, like, because his favorite enemy is aberration.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know aberrations. No, I'm gonna give it to you.
Oh.
This sumbitch has been here forever. Everything you see in front of you, he's disintegrated out. He's made this from the from solid stone and caverns. Everything you see is just burned away by one of his eyes.
Bas release of dicks everywhere.
Big dicks.
So have we entered?
No, this is not what you're seeing.
Okay.
You basically see a... you enter into a domed area. Probably 30 feet across, I believe. You can see that there are tiers going down. There's like stairs some places. There's zirkwood. There's ladders. There's whatever. And you see dozens of people in here. Some working, some... in hammocks, some whatever. I mean, all different races, underdark races, surface races, whatever. You see it down here.
Probably a good idea we didn't kill those guys.
No. One of the most clever things that Turtle Boy over here has done is what he did.
Turtle.
Ballpark total number of individuals we see.
In the small area that you're in, you see maybe a dozen, but you see more coming and going.
Sure.
There, you can see that the dome that you're in is a shaft going down, and there are floors.
Big dicks.
Are there balls at the bottom of the shaft?
There are also, as you can see down parts of this shaft, you can see cutouts going into another larger chamber that looks something like this.
Okay.
Now, I would give you guys an insight roll.
Not great, but I'll give it a shot. Gentleman's above average 7.
Okay.
I also got a 7.
Cool.
Hey,
bonus for tying.
Did you have touch tips or what? 19.
19, not bad.
No.
No, just no.
A lot of low digits coming out on this side of the table.
19, You've spent time with the drow.
Sure have.
Besties. You know what slaves look like.
Sadly.
There are a lot of these folks who have that bearing. Okay. They are here not because they want to be. Some of them cower. Some of them are...
indentured servants.
Okay, revisionist South history.
Too scared to run away, sure, is what you guess.
I lean...
surfs.
I lean into the turtle's ear hole? Yeah, ear holes?
I don't know. Look at the character model.
I don't know. You don't have actual ears.
The Ninja Turtles do not have ears. No. So, yeah.
I mean, actual turtles.
They're under the bandanas. Sort of
small ears.
Is that why they yell all the time? Because they can't hear anything?
They got him half covered.
Pizza dude's got 30 seconds.
No, and I, as I notice this, I'll lean in. Is it everyone that I'm, like, everyone in this room? Like, or is that
average? No, I got a little more to give you. There are a bunch that are the cowed and beaten type of slave type people. There are others who, if you didn't know better, you would say they were stoned. They are...
not made of stone, stoned.
Yes.
Roll for aberration seems cheap. Maybe Arcana roll?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was going to... anyway,
I'm trying to lawyer a roll.
I would inform
Again,
the
Cody knows.
What's going
Kira
on.
Wouldn't
you
know.
May not have realized what's going on.
19 for Arcana.
I mean, you've seen people affected by charm spells.
Yeah.
You've never really seen somebody affected by, like, 30 or 40 charm spells.
Gotcha.
Over and over and over. Kira and... no, Malveus wasn't there. Kira might remember something like that.
Really? When?
From when the Durgar shut the dragon down.
Okay. Yeah.
The dragon just stopped and, like, forgot everything that was going on because they had completely mentally shut him down.
Yep.
And if they weren't...
So, like, burned out hippies?
Not even that. I mean, the Lotus Eaters are what come to mind when I think of this.
I mean, it's like
Tommy Chong.
Well, it's like heroin addicts. It's like heroin dens. You know, it's fucking Sherlock Holmes. You've taken so much poppy that you're
gone.
You don't cognitively function anymore.
Too many edibles, man.
They have been.
You don't function as the person that you were before. You don't see anything but the fact that you've been charmed over and over again, and the thing charming you is the greatest thing in the world now.
You're talking about, like, I'm like, and this is what's so great about not fighting. We already know that this guy has been here for forever, and he has probably dozens of thralls in his entourage. We're already learning a shit ton of information that if we fought those six guys, we wouldn't have learned.
You'd have charged in here and...
We'd have fought 40 guys before we even got to the Beholder.
If there was just a way to get the slaves on our side to fight against him, that would be the thing to do. You know what I mean?
I mean, you've got magic casters here, but, like, these are heroin addicts. These are guys...
Not all of them. They're not all strung out.
No.
But degrees.
Sure.
So...
The ones that are able...
It's just something to keep in mind. This is not somebody who just set up shop 2 weeks ago and is, like, moving in. This is somebody who's been here for years, decades.
That's longer than that.
Centuries. Like, this guy is established. We're not bumping off some jackass who filled a power vacuum. This is somebody who's powerful. This is not
it's Tony
easy.
Soprano.
This is somebody who has scared the purple worms away from this area.
Yeah.
Correct. That's not something to forget about either.
The intro to this scenario play Woke Up This Morning.
Got myself a beholder.
One of these days I'd like to watch that show.
I finally watched it all the way through last year when I moved into the new house. It's just solid. It's solid all the way through. The prequel movie was really good too. Saints of Newark. It's awesome.
I heard it was good.
Yeah, they got Gandolfini's son to play him as a kid. Really touching,
had,
honestly.
Joey Diaz
playing
it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good.
So Shedrack leads you.
Well, he's a painted.
Shedrack is one of the things that I wrote in my notes. I wrote lieutenant and I wrote in parentheses maze engine, which means we got information from what's his name?
It was the drow.
The wizard?
This was the V.
No, you got it from the drow that you met in the egg chamber.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Because we saved the daughter.
I thought it was fucking the wizard.
Nope.
Okay.
The wizard?
Elminster. Vizarin is the
I thought
wizard.
It was Elminster who we got it from.
Oh, I don't know.
He was the one who was talking about past and present and future.
Yeah, I don't remember what exactly. I'm sorry, it's been forever since we did Graven Hollow. Yep.
Well, the DM has to remember everything because our notes are shit and I'm drinking.
Her notes aren't that shit.
This is where it starts.
Please speak into the mic, Kieran J.
For the listening audience.
Don't repeat anything your dad says. That's the moral
of
the day.
That's real.
Or Kieran just everything. Piped up from underneath the table. What does that mean?
He's playing Smash Brothers, if anyone wants to come over and play Smash Brothers Ultimate, my son needs an ass whooping, so.
Hey, Kieran, say Falcon. No?
It's not work, there anymore,
no,
sorry.
It's not.
He's learned it.
And say his L's.
Say it five times, roughly.
Was it Falcon?
Oh, when he was little, he would say fuck it.
Oh, yeah, 100%. That's on the podcast somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think that was the first part of Out
fucking
of the Abyss.
Fucking punch.
Yeah.
I know. He's convinced that's not what it is. I told him that's what it was. Yeah, well. Kieran, what does Captain Falcon say when he punches? Yeah, Coco paws.
You need to get your ears checked, guy.
Your dad has perfect hearing, apparently, so we know he's not wrong.
He showed us the paperwork to prove it.
He's got the paper.
I wrote it right here on the paper.
Oh, yeah. Say Carl Ramrod.
I want to watch that movie now. Oh, man. Okay.
Told you this was going to be a shit show tonight.
Yeah.
It always
is. It's been too long since we played. We just want to sit around and shoot the shit.
Every time we have that long of a break, it's...
Shedrack leads you from the domed area that you can tell goes down and has multiple levels into a huge chasm. There is a stone pathway that leads from the smaller chamber into the larger. And inside this chasm is just rope bridges crisscrossing all over the place.
Okay.
You look up and you can see a massive hole in the ceiling right in the middle of that. He steps out onto the bridge and yells, "Master, we have possible information that you may be interested in purchasing."
Our title track, Elders, is provided by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about the band at sleepfortheweary.com. Want to continue the conversation? Find us on Facebook at Fans of the Rancor's Brothel or on Twitter at Rancor's_Brothel. Need more actual play episodes? Find over 1,000 individual episodes at our website, rancorsbrothel.com. Thank you for listening. Much love, and keep circulating the tapes.